Chapter 3. A Good Deal Made Better. The story: he loved his restaurant, I loved his house. I remember how, within minutes, I knew exactly what I needed to do. It was so obvious. How had the previous owner missed it? Let's go down to the basement and see if what he said was true. Yep, there it is. An old gas burner. A really old gas burner. The most expensive way of heating a house in Sweden. Especially a big house like this. A block house with a restaurant and 3 apartments. A house that had been built to serve as a county building way back when this town was its own county. A house they built well. Really well. After taking a look around, I found that the heating system hadn't been updated for 70 years, and the main source of energy was gas. Gas is, in Sweden, among the most expensive ways of heating, and if I changed it out for something more modern and efficient, it would lower the running costs a lot. I could most likely lower the water consumption a smidge too, as well as the cost of taking care of the garbage. The previous owner made pizzas. Great ones. That was his thing. He didn't care for the house and he didn't like the house. Having to take care of it was a necessary evil. All he wanted to do was bake and sell pizzas, which he did well. It was his 10th year of running the business in that location when he walked over to me as I was mowing the lawn of a neighboring property that I had bought a few years prior. Or when I say my lawn, I was actually mowing a part of his lawn that he usually ignored. I never said anything. I just started taking care of it to make the block look a little better. I stopped the lawnmower, turned it off and greeted him. Turns out, he was very appreciative of me taking care of his part of the lawn. He offered me free pizza whenever I wanted, and then asked if I could take a quick walk with him. We took a few steps towards his house before stopping and looking at it for a second. He then turned to me and asked, "What do you think it's worth?" "I'm not sure. What do you think?" "I don't know. I was hoping you could help me figure it out." "Well, how much rent are you making?" "The apartments pay $1,500 together. Then I have the restaurant downstairs." "That's good. And how much in bills are you paying every month?" He looked at me in despair. "Puh, a lot. Everything is expensive. Water, garbage, heating, electricity, everything." "Yeah, I know. Why are you asking me what it's worth?" "Well, I thought that maybe you could buy it from me." "What? What about the restaurant? Are you going to stop making pizzas?" "I don't want to stop yet, but I don't want to work with that house anymore. Maybe I can rent the restaurant and just do pizzas?" That was a pretty special day, and I immediately started working on getting a deal together. I already owned a block house with 3 apartments just next to him, and this would be a great addition to that. It took a few months, but I managed to negotiate a pretty good deal that we were both happy with. As soon as I had the house, I put in a brand new heating system, and in just hours, I had lowered the average heating bill by 60%. The heating system cost me close to $15,000, but it saved an average of $450 per month. That means the investment was paid off in just under 3 years. It also means the value of the property went up significantly, since the cash flow became much better. After owning the property for a few months, I started finding more ways to lower costs. I fixed a few leaky toilets and gave the tenants a dryer instead of a huge heated drying room. I then changed the insurance provider and negotiated a better deal on the trash removal. The savings made for a monthly profit far greater than that of the previous owner. When buying that new property, I made sure to get a price that made it a good deal as the property stood. I got it slightly under the market value at the time. This was a little tough since he knew it was probably worth a bit more. And he was right. But he liked me and we respected each other. That was more important to him than getting more for the property, especially as he was to continue running his restaurant there. Thanks to the seller being negotiable and me catering to his needs, I got myself a good deal. A good deal that I then made even better. The story in numbers. I bought the house for $280,000. Bank loaned me $195,000. I put in $85,000 cash and invested $15,000 in a new heating system, a total of $100,000 of my own money. Monthly income as of today, after raising the rent to market price, plus having the previous owner pay his rent for the restaurant in the building, is rental income equals $2,750. Vacancy loss equals $0. There have been no vacancies in this house. Total income equals $2,700 per month. Monthly expenses, cost of owning the house, taxes equal $180. Repairs and maintenance equal $120. There are always a few repairs needed on a house of this size. Utilities, heat, water, electricity, garbage equal $600. Management fee equals $0. We manage the property ourselves. Loan payments equal $800, 2% for 30 years. Very good rates in Sweden when binding this loan. Total expenses equal $1,700 per month. The house creates a monthly profit of $2,750 minus $1,700, equaling $1,050, which equals a yearly profit of $12,600. The cash-on-cash return is calculated by taking the annual cash flow, rental income minus expenses, and dividing that with the money I put into the property. In this case, $12,600 divided by $100,000 equaling 0.126 or 12.6%. The facts. If you find a house that can be improved by simple means, it has the potential to bring your investment from good to better. I like to think of it as turbocharging the appreciation. This strategy is referred to as a fix and hold. The goal is to find something that needs fixing where the price of the fixing is less than the increase in value if you get it fixed. This way you create equity. If you have ever heard of anyone flipping a house, this is where they usually make most of their money. They buy distressed properties, fix them up, and sell them for a profit of about $60,000 on average. That average isn't completely honest, though. It only looks at what the house was bought and then sold for. The person flipping would have spent a fair bit of money on renovations, financing, insurance, realtors, and closing costs, leaving a more probable profit of around $20,000 to $30,000. In improving our rental property the way a flipper would before they sell again, we own a property that's most likely worth a fair bit more than we invested in it. We would have created immediate equity. Looking for ways to improve your house can be hard and requires some creativity. There's a list below that might help give you an idea as to how many different ways there are to improve value. My wife and I talk about seeing past the dirt. I find that to be a pretty accurate way to describe what I am trying to illustrate. There are loads of gems out there hidden in a pile of poo. And if you learn to find those gems under that pile of poo, you might be in for some truly great deals. Anything that other buyers might find difficult to cope with can end up helping you get a better deal. Being aware of that is important. It could be something as easy as a really rude seller or a hopeless realtor. Over the years, bad realtors have scared thousands, if not millions, of customers away. Imagine how much easier it is for you to negotiate a deal if you learn to not care about a bad realtor, but stay focused on the actual deal. We will look at how to do work on your house later, but for now, just know that the discount on a house that needs work is often bigger than the cost of the repairs. The annoyance of dealing with a troublesome seller can be worth a lot of money. Action items. Below is a list of things that might help you get an idea. The windows are cracked or busted. The house is in rough shape and needs restoring. The yard is a mess and needs cleaning up. The house has mold that needs to be removed. The place has no space to park cars. The realtor is hopeless to deal with. The house needs paint or a new roof. The seller is unusually hard to deal with. The floors need replacing. There is an attic that can be used to increase living space. There is molding missing. The carpet is nasty and needs to be replaced. The kitchen is outdated. The house is dirty. Someone drove a car through the garage door. And the list goes on.